Harry and Tommy's mums keep up with what the guys are up to with this catch-up podcast. Spoil mum this Mother's Day with Versace Bright Crystal 90ml fragrance, just $69.99 at Chemist Warehouse. The real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Wednesday afternoon. How are we, guys?
Big afternoon of crime. That's what's a brewing, Bickmore.
What do you mean?
Because we decided yesterday after we heard that the
break in.
Yes, yeah. To Magic Mountain in Marimbula. So I've spent all night looking up stuff about Bonnie and Clyde. Did you know Clyde was gay?
I didn't.
Yeah, because they in all the it's always romanticised that they were together.
Right.
Has no interest.
In Bonnie.
Yeah, has no interest in Bonnie at all. So when like Jay-Z and Beyonce are going like, you know, we're just like Bonnie and Clyde, I'm like, Jay-Z, I don't think you know what he's saying there, bro.
Anyway, if you've just joined us and you haven't heard yesterday's show, we're not breaking into anything. We've just discovered that our big adventure at the Black Hole in Marimbula, that the water slide park is closed.
Yes. We do have an update on that.
Which means we don't have to go. Yay!
No. We do. We have an update on that, including you can try your balaclava on next.
When will it end?
Tomorrow.
If we get there.
Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
For your Wednesday arvo, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Oh, my gosh. I've just looked up an interesting stat, which I'll bring you very shortly, because it's all related to our big trip tomorrow.
In Marimbula, there lies the black hole, a scary water slide. Listener Carol got stuck inside it, and she cried and cried and cried. Carrie and Tommy conquer the black hole.
We laugh every time because that little bit at the end there is our web guy Eli doing the little trills at the time. And I see his little face every time. He's really disappointed at the high note. I think he did it well, mate.
What do you
he
reckon?
Did it well.
Do you miss something?
Yeah, he feels like pitchy.
It's a bit pitchy. Do you reckon
I think
that's
he
what
nailed it.
I don't think people are thinking that when they listen. Out of all the things going on, they're like, geez, it's a bit pitchy. So, because we found out yesterday the Magic Mountain is closed, where the black hole water slide is going to be conquered. So we came
small
up with a
small bit that you probably should have worked out in your planning.
Yes. But we have some news today from super producer Sonda. G'day, Sonda. Who, if you don't know, she's the lady that got free stickers when she went to the zoo because she got recognised. And we found out later everyone got free stickers. Sonda.
Oh, I didn't know that. I have great news for you, Carrie.
What?
They're going to open the park just for us.
They're going to the black hole, Becky.
Oh, I can't fight it anymore. I even got them to close the park. Thought they would do it.
Have you?
Oh, because see, this morning,
yes,
I was speaking to my cousin and she'd seen a pic of it and she was like, Carrie, you'll be absolutely fine. The slide, just stop worrying about it. You're worrying about nothing. You've got this. Mm. And then I spoke to another friend and her kid has broken his leg on a slide.
Oh my gosh.
Yesterday, and now he's in a cast for 5 weeks. And when she was at the hospital, the doctor said slides are one of the most common places for injury.
Well, Bickers, here's a fun little fact I looked up because I wanted to see how safe slides are. And the good thing is, if you do happen to have an injury on the slide, if it's going to be in the head, neck or face region, that's only 37% of the time that you get an injury.
Very high.
Yes. So if you are going to get injured, it's
most
likely going to be
head in there,
the
like
money
when I bash
maker.
On the side or something.
Not sure. Yeah. Plus there's water involved. I'm assuming the injuries for water slides go up. And also, it's going to be torrential rain.
Have you okay, this is my bigger issue.
Mm.
Now, there's another fear I have that I've been
told
about.
Oh, my God, what are we going to wear? No. I've been thinking about it as well, mate.
I have a fear of small planes, and I've only discovered today the plane you're putting us on to get us there.
Me?
It's tiny. So now we have to go on a tiny plane in torrential rain to a water park.
I think you need to bring that up with the mayor of Marimbula and the popularity.
Allow big planes into Marimbula. Marimbula's beautiful. They should allow big planes to Marimbula.
Pretty rainy tomorrow, though.
The last time I was on a plane that size was when I was in Costa Rica and Chris and Ollie and I were there. And as we got on the flight, the pilot said, I shouldn't be flying in these conditions.
Did
only
he?
as often happens, you know when you don't feel like you can speak back to power? We were like, oh, he shouldn't be flying, should he? But we walked on and sat on the plane anyway, and the entire flight...
The pilot said to the plane, I shouldn't be flying.
There was no one else in the plane. We were the people in the small plane. There was no one else. He said to us...
Oh, that private jet life, eh?
No, it wasn't a private jet at all.
Hang on. You just said you're the only people on.
It wasn't a private... Like, it was a charter flight. But it wasn't like a private jet. It wasn't like Beyonce. It was just... That's the only way to get to the place we were going.
If you've got a problem with the size of the plane tomorrow, charter us a bigger one.
No, because I felt like I was going to die and that we kept dropping out of the sky. All three of us were crying. All three of us thought our life was ending in that moment.
Jeez, no one posts those photos, do they? It's always kicking back in the plane by themselves. No one posts
jumpers.
No one posts a tear-drenched photo. This was terrifying.
I don't think Ollie's ever been more scared in his entire life. And after that, I vowed I was never going to go on that size plane again.
What about tomorrow?
Now tomorrow I'm going to go on that size plane again.
So what are you more scared of?
I don't know all of it. Now I think it's the plane.
Should we find out? You know what we've done for the plane as well. They're going to put us in blindfolds, so it feels like one giant black hole when we're going.
Should they fly in the conditions tomorrow? It's 100% like full-on severe weather warning.
No, it's not.
It is. The tech guys that have been driving up there, they've had to drive. No charter flight for them. Sorry, guys. no, because they've got all the equipment.
Hang on.
They've got the gear.
Mate, just to set the record straight, we haven't got a charter flight either.
No. Don't have a charter flight. Bigmore's going separately in a private jet.
Are you going in your
own
plane?
I'm saying these poor guys are driving. No. And they're driving and they called us to say they're driving through full on like sleet and like rain crashing onto the windscreen.
Have you got your own motel room? Because I'm sharing with Eli.
No, I've got a 3-bed apartment. You got to get your contract changed, mate.
Okay. Shall we find out what you should be scared of most?
Which out of the three things?
What? Sleeping by yourself? Is that the third one?
No, the claustrophobia, the fear of heights, and now the flying.
Oh, no, I was just going the plane or the water slide. So if you've either been in a plane incident...
Oh,
give us
a
call.
What? This is to make me feel better.
No, mate, no. 13, 10, 10, 60. If you've been in a plane incident, give us a call. Or have you had an injury on a slide, give us a call.
I think I might start driving now.
Oh, God.
We'll take your
calls
next.
Or if you've been in a car crash.
We'll take your calls next.
Carrie Bickmore. And Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy, if you drive home this afternoon and on 13 10 60, slide injuries or incidents on planes.
Yes, because doesn't know which she's more scared about tomorrow.
Now I've seen the plane that we're going to Murrimbula on to tackle the black hole water slide.
Yes.
And it is tiny and I don't like being in tiny planes.
Yes, and your cousin said to you, oh, you don't need to be scared of the water slide.
No.
And we're thinking, but do you? We don't know, because on 13, 10, 60...
I feel like I'm going to be good on the slide. I just got to get there now in torrential rain in a small plane.
Oh, that could flood the slide as well. That could be dangerous.
If there's too much water.
Yeah, because then where are you going to get...
Would they stop the slide if there's too much water?
No, we're going to be live on air. Chriselle, g'day.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, pretty good. Is this a slide injury or a plane incident?
Oh, Carrie, you need to be much more scared of the slide.
Okay.
Oh, God.
Talk to us.
Much more scared of the slide.
What happened?
So I am an RSS firefighter and they put on a family fun day for us to thank us about 2 months ago.
And I'm
going down the slide, I hit the bottom of the pool and I currently have 5 breaks in the top of my foot and 6 bone fragments.
Oh.
And nerve damage, I can't move 3 of my toes.
Oh my God. Does that mean someone would have to care for my kids for a while?
I have 7 children.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Who's looking after them?
Well, me, and I'm not wearing the boot. It's impossible.
How's it going to heal?
It'll get there eventually, but, yeah, I'd rather go on that plane. I don't think I could look at a slide again. I have 7 kids, no drugs. Man, you won't get me on a water slide.
You are my hero.
Yeah, you're pretty amazing, Chriselle. The only thing I will say, because, and this could work in your favour, those massive toes of yours would take a fair bit of breaking.
But that's okay. Well, don't laugh. But I often think they might get caught on the way down. Oh my, because oh I sometimes my little toe oh dislocates to the side, oh and then I think, what if it ripped off?
Oh my God.
You honestly don't want to be in my would, head. The things I've been thinking to, about in the middle of the night.
Someone would have to retrieve it and they go, we've got a grown man's thumb. You'd have to say, no, no, that's my little toe, please. G'day, Julie.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, we're so good. Carrie's
not good.
Carrie's beside herself. Are you calling about a plane incident or a slide injury?
Carrie, I've got another one for you. It's a plane incident.
Okay. Big plane, small plane?
A small plane going from Edinburgh across to Ireland.
Oh, that's about how far we're going tomorrow. That's perfect. Jules, what happened?
The plane just basically fell out of the sky, dropped for about 5 seconds, and then leveled off and took off. But everybody in the plane was holding each other's hands. We were all strangers. People were screaming. It was an absolute chaos.
You are so mean. Not Julie, you're not mean. My co-host, who's orchestrated it so a whole lot of people make me feel like I'm going to die tomorrow.
Hey, Julie didn't die.
I've never heard so many people praying in all their languages in all my life.
Jules, did the oxygen come down?
No, But I think it would have been if it had gone any further.
Oh, good on you, Jules. Thank you for getting involved.
At least they're all still happy. They're pretty chipper. Oh,
yeah, this is good. G'day, Renee.
Hi, how are you going?
Yeah, great. Is this a water slide injury or a plane incident?
This is a water slide injury. Not myself, but my dad.
Yeah.
Okay, talk to us.
Give it to us.
So we were away on a family holiday when we were very young, and my dad was going down a water slide with his arm up behind him, and actually got his wedding ring caught on the seam of the slide, and he was hanging by his finger. And
I'm sorry, Renee, but I'm going to stop you talking right there.
Because
no,
you're going to have to take your toe rings off.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon. All thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Find big brands and even bigger savings at Chemist Warehouse.
Mm. Go in store and get it. Or just sit at home like a big fat slob. Nice smelling slob on your couch because you've got fragrances on you. And just click and collect, guys. That's all you have to do. And collect free shipping for any orders over $50.
Yes.
Why would you do anything else? Just be a big fat slob.
Okay. Hey, what else is coming up?
Hey, how do you feel when your partner spends time with their ex?
Me?
I know how you feel when you spend time with all of your exes. No, how do you feel when your partner catches up in just a fleeting moment with their ex? There's a small little weird detail that has emerged from the Bill Gates Melinda French divorce.
Yeah, we call them Belinda, remember? You coined it yesterday. And you said, why don't people use it more often? And then you're not even using it the next day.
I forgot what their couple name was. Anyway, there's a new detail in the Bill Gates divorce, which is going to make you go, what?
The Bill Gates divorce? Do you mean Belinda?
Yes. We'll do it next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Yesterday we learnt the devastating stretch.
No, give it a heaps.
I didn't even know them. Bill Gates and his wife, Melinda, have split up after 27 years of marriage.
Wait, you decided that their celebrity couple name was Belinda. Belinda.
But if I just say that, people have no idea what I'm talking about because that was never their celebrity couple name.
But if you don't going to say it, it's never going to catch on.
I know. I feel like I should have done that 27 years ago when they got together. Anyway, a really weird, bizarre little detail has emerged about their relationship.
It was all online?
No. It's weird that you say that.
Uh-huh.
Because he had a relationship with a woman back in the 80s, I think it was, Anne Winblad.
Yes.
They met online. In fact, when they first started dating, they would go to the movies in separate places, watch it together, and then, yeah, I know Sonda's looking at, and then they would report back afterwards and they'd talk about the movie.
If they were away from each other.
Yes. No, that's how they met. They didn't ever meet in person at the start. They only met online and over the phone.
Did they?
Yes.
But that would have been pre-internet.
I don't know. They went on virtual dates.
So I've got questions.
They must have some little system
or something. What secret technology were they rocking?
Well, they were both software geeks, right? There was a period of time, she said, when they started dating when her net worth was higher than his and she had to pay for everything. She said that was a short period of time and then quickly his took over from her. But they did really weird things together. Sometimes they'd be walking along the beach, Bill and her, and he'd say, I can see, if I really squint, I can see my way to my first $500 million in revenue. And then she'd get out sticks and stones and make $500 on the ground in the beach, and then he'd say,
are they together at this point?
Yep. And then he'd say, the trouble is I can't see past the 500 million. Help me see past the 500 million. These are the sorts of conversations these people are having.
If I had a dollar for every time I had that chat.
They couldn't see past 500 million. Anyway, when they broke up, and then he went and married Melinda French in 1994.
One half of Belinda.
One of the details in the arrangement of their marriage was that he still wanted to be able to catch up with his ex.
Oh, cool.
So they agreed that he could spend a long weekend every year at a cozy beach cottage owned by his ex.
And he just came home more relaxed than ever and having been able to see past the 500.
He
suddenly
said,
he's a hardware developer.
I told you could see the 500, Melinda.
he said they play putt-putt while discussing biotech because she's into the same stuff he is. They'd ride dune buggies, go hang gliding, have quiet strolls on the beach. And he said, you know, we'd marvel about how as two young overachievers we began a great adventure on the fringes of a little-known industry and it landed us at the centre of an amazing universe.
I can't imagine Bill Gates hang gliding. Imagine.
A younger Bill Gates.
Is that a bird? Is that a plane? No, that's actually Bill Gates hang gliding.
Anyway, he said his wife didn't mind. This woman and him were into the same things. He wasn't into her in that way. They were just great mates. And so once a year he'd go away on holiday with her.
If you've got enough money, you can get away with anything.
Is that what it's about?
Yes.
Or maybe Melinda just wanted a weekend off from him.
Do you reckon?
Maybe it benefited her too.
Oh, do you reckon she brought round her ex, Roger, or
just,
whatever his
just
name
had
is.
A spell from having to talk about how to get past the 500 trillion.
So you think this is fine or weird?
I don't know how to feel about it because now that I know what him and the ex are spending their time doing, I'm less concerned for Melinda. But I do think it's a little bit weird that for an entire 27-year marriage, he's having a weekend away with his ex every year. Are there weirder arrangements out there?
Look, I had firm views on this until I got distracted by the one aspect, and that is Bill Gates hang gliding. And can I throw a suggested phone topic out there? Are you a Bill that does something that no other Bills do? Because I reckon that's the only hang gliding Bill in the world.
That's not the only hang gliding Bill. I'd rather hear from people that are doing something weirder with their ex than having a holiday a year with them.
We'll take both. Weird ex things, give us a call. Bill, give us a call. 131060.
Carrie and Tommy.
Driving you home this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We've discovered the funniest video during that song because we're just talking about the fact that Bill and Melinda Gates, during their 27-year marriage, they had a deal where Bill could spend a weekend every year away with his ex from 27 years ago where they'd talk tech and they'd go hang gliding. And they'd go dune bugging and weird things.
Yeah, all euphemisms.
Do you think?
Babe, I'm done hang gliding. Can we dune buggy for a bit and just relax?
But while we were in the song, Jesse said to us, have you seen the video of Bill Gates trying to jump over a chair? I think it's from 1994.
In an interview.
And we've just amused ourselves for a long time watching Bill jump over a chair, and then it prompted you to try and jump over a chair. Anyway, all the lols we've had in here.
Melanie, welcome to the Nut House.
Hi.
Are you talking about, because I asked for Bills, you're not a Bill, so I'm assuming you do strange things with your ex.
Yeah, we're still really close friends. We actually went overseas together with our families, our new families.
So you've both re-partnered up?
Yeah, except I left my husband at home.
Oh, that's weird.
Yeah, I know.
That's fun.
Is it fun?
Oh, sorry. Not for the current husband, no.
He had to work. No, the Balinese thought it was quite strange. They thought he had two wives.
Oh, right. Yeah,
I still think he does.
Why the desire to spend time with him still?
Well, I've got two daughters to him and one daughter to my new husband. And one has special needs, so she wouldn't travel without me.
Yep.
So we just all went together.
That makes sense. It sounds like it's making it easier.
Oh, and it's always about making it easy for your kids. My parents are divorced and they still hang out now. Yeah. But they've never had a structured thing where, you know, every year they could have a little weekend away hang gliding.
Yes. Thanks, Mel. Kim, yes. are you a bill that does something that no other bills do?
I don't find it weird, but my ex-husband and I, we talk nearly every day. When I travel down to Victoria from Canberra, we usually stay there with him, and that includes myself and my fiancé. Now, we
and
all dine out
get
for
along
dinner.
Well? Yeah.
Oh,
nice.
God. Yeah, after a few beers, it's a bit too well, I think.
Do you think, Kim, it matters how you broke up?
Yes.
How did
yes,
you break
I
up?
Yes, I do. We'd just grown apart. We'd been together. I was 16 when we got together. And, we were together for a very long time. And we just mutually went our own ways. And we continued to co-parent the kids. And, yeah. Everything. It's like we're the kids have, you know, got two dads and me, and we all go out for dinner and socialise together, and yeah, it's great.
Do you think the breakup has to be passionless? Because
or just amicable at least.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. I feel like when it's one side,
if it wasn't amicable, it'd be weird if like one of them cheated on someone else.
Exactly.
You're like, I never want to speak to you again except for when I want to be friends with you in a week or so.
And we're going to go hang gliding.
Yes.
Oh, look who we have on the line here. Bill, hello.
Hello there.
Bill, you don't hang glide, but do you do something that you don't think any other bills do?
Well, I don't think other bills do it, maybe a couple others, but I do bodybuilding. I train about 3-4 times a week, and I can deadlift 210 kilos and squat at least 200 kilos. So I think maybe not many people can do that, but...
Can you jump over a chair, though, Bill?
I can try my best.
Okay. And how's your tart drop looking? Because Carrie reckons she's got the best in the business, Bill.
I don't think it's that as good as Carrie's, but it should be all right.
Bill, I just need to ask, are you the first Greek Bill that I've met? Are you Greek?
I am Greek, yes. There you go. Very good.
Mate, is it short? Is it Billos or something, or is it just Bill?
Vasilios.
There we go.
Good on you, Bill.
Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up a little bit later on, the time game is back for you Wednesday, Arvo.
$2,700 could be yours. All you have to do is play a simple game of time. Bickers, how you feeling? Less than 24 hours until you are shooting down the black hole water slide at Magic Mountain.
I have fear coursing through my veins.
Well, the great news is, and this is a little peek behind the bathrobe for anybody that is listening, anything that Carrie does on this show, she has a test subject, a guy named Joshy, who works with her. So he had to try on her Mardi Gras dress first to make sure, you know, no humans will be harmed. He's actually there now at Magic Mountain, and he has just conquered the black hole. And he sent through a text message to give a little review of how you're going to go. He said this, she'll scream at the start heaps. There's lots of water in and around my mouth.
Oh.
The worst part is probably when it spits you out at the end.
Oh, my God.
I basically drowned. So anyway, can't wait to get there tomorrow. Should be fun. Hey, up next. You right, mate?
So I need a snorkel as well?
I think that'll fill with water.
Okay. I don't want it to also stab me in the head.
Why?
You know, the bit that sticks out?
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, down the slide and knock and...
No, that wouldn't be a good look for old Snorkel Bickmore. Hey, up next, this is fun, celebs that have chubbed up a little.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Justin Bieber, hold on for your Wednesday arvo. It's Carrie and Tommy.
We're talking celebs that are chubbing up because...
they're coming out of the woodwork everywhere, aren't they?
Well, they're busting through the door. Yesterday, Will Smith posted a picture.
It's a very funny picture.
Of him
His
saying,
stance is very funny.
See, in yet another display of how great life is for men, he posted a picture of him saying, I'm in the worst shape of my life and looking like he's stacked on a fair bit. And because you said, I really like it.
Yeah, he's got slippers on, little shorty shorts, and a parachute tracky top that's open with his top half bare. And he has chubbed up a bit, as you would phrase it, but he still looks cute.
Yeah. Well, here's another one today. Marky Mark. Can you believe
he's gained 9 kilo in 3 weeks?
Yes, and he's going to gain.
That's a great effort.
He's going to gain another 9 in the next 3 weeks.
He's been going to bakeries, going to Denny's, getting pancakes.
Yeah.
20-piece chicken nugget feed, hot wings from Kentucky Fried Chicken, and a 6-pack of beer.
Yeah, he's playing a boxing role for a movie, but these are the scenes after the boxing career.
And he's the guy, we've seen his regime before. Remember, he gets up at like 5?
No, he doesn't.
And has that crazy schedule, and then he does golf in the middle, and he's got, is it prayer time, and then he does charity work, or am I confusing two people?
He just lies. That's what he does.
No, he doesn't. He's got a very strict regime. So for him, this would be hard for him.
This chubby thing here.
This chubby thing here. Isn't it interesting that's two men, though?
What do you mean?
Well, the way you said before that how lucky you are to be a man because the girl goes, oh, it's still so cute, though.
Mm.
It's just not received the same if it's two women doing it.
No. So stop. I don't know what the lesson is there.
Stop what? Fat shaming women?
No.
I'm not saying to you.
Oh.
I'm just saying in general.
Well, I want to know. So this, I reckon Will Smith is going to be for a role as well.
Because he hasn't said it's for anything, has he?
But Marky Marks is definitely for a role. And I thought that's all well and good because these are guys that are getting paid a fortune. And, of course, they'll do anything.
Worth it. Absolutely.
They'll do anything. But I wondered, Bickers, do actors do this for, like, community theatre roles or student films? Because I once had to play multiple roles in a production, and I ended up getting a rash on my whole top lip because I had to put on a fake mustache, and the glue you use is horrible. And we did shows for a month, and so by the end of it, I had this red spotty top
like
lip,
cash rash.
And it was for an amateur theatre thing that nobody saw.
Nah, but when even at that age, like at that stage in your career,
yeah,
committed. Method acting is important, you know.
Yeah, I think you've misunderstood what method acting is. But yes,
what's method acting then?
Well, it would be growing a mustache.
Oh, true. But yes. In these cases, it's method acting. What Marky Mark and Will Smith would be doing is method acting, isn't it?
I think they're just chubbing up.
Aren't they chubbing up for a role?
Yeah.
So isn't that, that's not method acting?
Yep. So I want to know, do people do that?
I'm not convinced you think it is.
Well, I think method is literally you do what the people did. So I don't think that boxer was eating fried chicken and beer and, you know.
Okay.
But yes, I see what you're saying.
Really getting in deep.
Yes. Like, so when you went for your audition on the Nicolas Cage.
I told you
film.
I got into it so much that they were worried that something had happened.
Yeah.
Because in the audition, they said the scenario is you're Nicolas Cage's wife, the world is ending, you're in the street, there's nothing left on the street, and you can't find him.
Yes.
And so that's what I did. And I just ran around this room going, and I cried. I actually had real tears.
Even
and then they checked in afterwards with my agent that I was okay.
Yeah.
I was fine. I was just getting into the role.
Yes.
What the role asked for.
But see, once again, Bickers.
It was what the role asked for.
That was a big Hollywood film. I know it was being shot here, but that's Nicolas Cage. That's a big star.
Yes.
I want to know, do people do this stuff? Do you put your body on the line? Do you make big changes for community theatre or student films? Anyway, I'll tell you about it next. 131060, give us a call.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little for your Wednesday afternoon.
Marky Mark has chunked up for a role. He's put on 10 kilos in just 3 weeks, and he's hoping to do another 10 for a Hollywood role. Now, we realise this happens with actors and actresses all the time.
Will Smith's chunked up. We're not sure if it's for a role, but we think so.
Yeah, or he's just had a few roles. And we wanted to know, is it just Hollywood when they're making the big bucks, or does this happen in community theatre?
Is it worth it in community theatre? Like, you do want bang for your buck.
Yes,
you want to know,
but you've got to get to Hollywood somehow. And you might be doing that through treading the boards or doing student films. Anna, have you done something like this for a community show?
Hi, Carrie and Tommy. How are you going?
Yes, so good. What was the production?
So it was a local production in Newcastle. I don't know if you know about Newcastle, but we have a very, very competitive community theatre. We have awards. And it's very, very, like, drama heavy.
Yeah.
So for a role, I lost 14 kilos.
Oh, Anna.
What was the role, Anna?
It was, she was a very sexy role, so she had to wear a corset and have sex on stage.
Oh.
And, yeah.
Look, I mean, obviously don't know about Newcastle's... Wow.
I know. Well, look, it's very raunchy, I must admit.
So did someone ask you to do that, Anna, or you decided to do it? What?
I decided to do it as a commitment thing.
I thought you meant
losing the weight.
Okay. And Anna, was it worth it?
Look, it was worth it for the dramatic integrity, but the role ended up costing me like hundreds of dollars to play, and there certainly wasn't a payoff.
I thought you would have saved money on food.
Maybe.
Okay.
Because that's what Blake Lively did in that shark movie. She lost all that weight, so she looked like she'd been gaunt out, stuck on that rock for days and days. Oh. Is it worth it?
I don't know. Anna, I've got another question for Anna. Anna, when you said you were, getting quite intimate on stage, I look back at some of the things that I did, and I can't believe I got like naked on stage and stuff, and I can't believe I did it because in hindsight, I realised it was only my parents who were coming to do the shows. Anna, did your parents come and see you do the do?
They sure did. They sat next to the other person's grandparents at the time, and they had a great conversation about it. It was a good conversation.
About your dramatic integrity. I love that phrase. Dramatic integrity.
Good on you, Anna. Bless you. Thank you.
David, did you ever shove up or lose a stack of weight for a small theatre role, a bit of community theatre?
Yes. No, I had to dye my hair.
Oh.
So I'm a strawberry blonde on the blonde side of strawberry. Never liked being called a redhead, but bit like Tommy, I was in community theatre operatic society, King and I, Sound of Music, lots of different things in the choir. And then,
what did you have to dye your hair for, David?
Well, I was playing a Chinese boy in the King and I. And all the other mums used to just use their spray-on black hair spray. But my mum took me to a hair salon to pretty much dye my hair black-brown. So I went back to school with black-brown hair as an 8-year-old. And as it faded out, it was the most horrible colour.
Did you win any awards for the role, David?
No, but I got on TV. That was a big thing back in the late 70s was if you're on TV. So I got on the commercial for the
There's lots of stuff that happened in the 70s I don't do anymore, isn't there?
Dave, it's a big thing being on TV now, David. We got it right.
Amanda, what did you do for a small community theatre?
How are you? Good afternoon.
Good on you, Amanda. Community theatre people. They're my people. Look,
this was a community theatre in Woi Woi.
Oh, yeah? What were you doing out in Woi Woi?
Woi Woi, okay, and they have what's called a flash festival every year, which is when local writers write a little play and then everyone auditions, and I played a piece of clay.
Did you?
How did you get into character?
Well, this was probably the hardest role I've had to play. I think the costume had a lot to do with it. So the local costume cottage had this beautiful sort of terracotta sort of dress. It was sort of flowy. And I've done quite a bit of mime. So combination of the costume and the mime and, the little play, it was very fun.
Amanda, why didn't they just use actual clay?
Because I can't talk.
Of course. I didn't know it was talking clay. Sorry.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for you Wednesday afternoon, it's Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We are just a day away from this time tomorrow conquering the black hole water slide at Marimbula's Magic Mountain, which was closed and now is getting opened
especially for
Carrie Bickmore.
And you. I've never been in a theme park on my own.
No.
And I won't be tomorrow either. So.
other things. It would be lonely by yourself.
It'd be so scary, I reckon.
Yeah.
Really freaky.
Well, so how are you feeling about it? Because
you know how I'm feeling. Okay. I'm scared of the flight there now that it's pouring with rain. I'm scared of the slide and I'm scared of being claustrophobic.
Well, these some people have got in touch with us via the socials. This one's really lovely.
Better or worse?
Oh, wow. I sent my daughter down the black hole at Magic Mountain straight after my partner. She was 3 or 4 at the time. I ran down to the bottom to meet her, and my partner made it through and said, "Oh my God, that was so scary. I can't believe we've put her on that." Oh, we waited anxiously at the bottom for her to emerge, which felt like an eternity. And then she never came out. No, what? That's not what it says. And then she then she came out and it said, and she said, "That was so cool. I bumped my head, my legs, my knees, my shoulders, my everything, all while not being able to see a thing. You'll be fine." Does that
Stop
fill you with joy?
Making it worse.
What about this one? We went to Marineville when I was 12, saved up my pocket money and bought myself a T-shirt from the Magic Mountain gift shop saying, "I survived the black hole."
Oh, my God.
And it took me years to work out why my family was in hysterics every time I wore it.
That is fun.
So you might get a T-shirt, mate.
Great.
Good.
Carrie and Tommy.
Around the country for your drive home, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
Joining us now, one funny woman, Julia Morris.
Hello, everyone.
Welcome.
Oh, thank you so much.
It's nice to see you in the flesh.
It's good to be out of the house.
Yes.
Except the bit where I just want to be back in the house now.
I know. Be careful what you wish for. What are you missing most about not being just in your trackies at home all day long?
Oh, no, I'm still in the trackies all day long. Good. I mean, I literally, before coming to see you, was in trackies and then, and I can I get away with that T-shirt?
You could
have. No way. No, I had to swip and swap it.
You had to sweep and swap it.
I had to sweep and swap it. I had to get the workout T-shirt off and then put a fresh one on. And I'm like, hopefully that'll all just cover.
He wears the same T-shirt every day. You could have gotten away with it.
Do you give it a little boil wash every now and then?
I'll say I do. Yeah. If that makes me appear better. Yeah, sure.
I get very excited about what we like to call ground zero on the washing in our place.
Oh,
what's ground zero?
All the washing is done.
Oh, do you ever get that? I don't think I've ever had ground zero.
Oh, no, I work actively towards it.
How do you achieve that?
Well, the good news is...
Tell me, guru.
I've also got... Well, you get down low and you go, go, go.
Right.
And then what you do is you fold it and then you put it into everyone's rooms. And then what I particularly like to do in my 14-year-old girl's room is I like to put it on her bed and then I really love to see it stacked. Maybe anything up to 4 weeks' worth underneath... anything underneath the bed. Underneath.
And then you hear, "I can't find my uniform."
Oh. Oh, we have just had a corker over the weekend with exactly that, which to the point where I got so over the top last night, I was jumping on her bed and with the trousers that she claimed she couldn't find that were the only thing hanging in her wardrobe, and then I just gently wafted them against her face, to which she went out and told Dan that I had been hitting her on the bed. I'm like, oh
she's
stand
good.
By. I'm going to show you what hitting it. If you want to see what the difference is, I'm happy to help.
Hey, is this what we can expect from your new book? It's called Julia Morris Makes It Easy. Oh. Is it life advice?
Yes.
For schmucks like us?
What it is last year when we were on lockdown, I kept seeing loads of international celebrities like reaching out. Guys, you know what? If your cleaner's not doing the right thing, what you really need to do, and Dan and I discussed it at length. I'm like, I think that celebrity self-help is possibly something that pours so much hate out of my heart that I thought, you know, I think I'm going to do a bit of a piss take.
Yes.
So Dan and I sat down and we started writing all of the little bits and pieces of self-help, like one of the – there's an entire chapter about the power of negative thinking.
Oh.
Yeah. So we've just turned all of the things that everybody says you should do and we've just reversed them. It's as if I've turned up the volume on my mental so loud. And then because I find that when people are giving out advice when I feel like they're in a lucky position, you're just like, you are deluded. I do not have a chef.
No.
This is not my life. Oh, I tell you what, guys, let's learn to budget on when you're only on $600,000 a year. What we're going to work hard is how you can save.
The first thing I think of when you say that is when celebrities in the US started posting those videos telling people to stay at home. But they were like, someone goes, stay home. And they were like 12 pools in the back. And they go, guys, it's not that hard to stay home.
Guys, you just turn the pool heating up to about 25 and you'll find it very palatable.
Because when we do interviews during that time, do you remember often it would be hard to get the Wi-Fi, the signal perfect. And so when you'd speak to these celebrities, they'd move around the house to find a perfect spot.
I'll speak to you in an hour when I get to the other side of the house.
Well, that's quite. Yeah, I've just got to go into the other wing.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And then the more Dan kind of questioned me about my little foibles and bits of advice. So one of my bits of advice is to say yes and then cancel. It's one, but You've got to cancel after you've had your shower on the night.
Oh, that's because running it close.
You've got all the joy of saying, I can't wait, I'm looking forward to coming, guys. This is going to be amazing. And you think you're going, and so the last thing you feel like doing is going out the door, but stand by, cancel, you're freshly showered, and now you've got the night to yourself.
I know.
Oh, the joy that overtakes
and
me.
And no longer have friends, which makes
no, everyone
it
gets it. No, everyone's like, oh, I've got, guys, I've got it. There's no way
I shouldn't come with a little tickle.
No, you know what? I don't. It's you that I'm thinking about.
Oh, so you're going to go get a COVID test? No, I think it'll clear up in the morning.
No, I just totally had one. Didn't have one.
So you said that Dan's been writing. Did he help write with you?
Oh, no. How did you go together? Well, he held me at gunpoint to make me. Oh, yeah, no, because I am so lazy. It would take your breath away. I have to work hard to counteract how breathtakingly lazy I am.
Right.
So he just whipped it up
like he got you.
Yeah, so he's like, okay, well, you know, I'm like, where do we even start with stupid advice? And then he said, okay, well, how do you feel about when this happens? What about when that happens? So he sort of did a big, long series of interviews. And
oh,
then
he sounds good.
Oh, no, he's the guru. Without him, the book would not have gotten written on. Undoubtedly. And also then
Julia Morris makes it easy. By outsourcing.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
So I noticed he doesn't get his name on the cover either.
No, well, I said no. No, I do not want you to get any credit for this. I won't even mention you in interviews, I said.
JMO, I can't wait to read this. Julia Morris makes it easy. It is out now. It's always a pleasure. Thank you, mate.
Lovely to see you.
Carrie and Tommy.
Across the country for your Wednesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's the best competition in radio.
This is the best competition you've ever had.
Oh my god, yes. Oh my god.
And the prize jackpots weekly. This week, the jackpot is up to
$2,700.
Wow. I wonder what that amount would be in slow motion.
$2,700.
Wow. Carrie and Tommy's time game.
That's very good.
Hey, I didn't do that. I just recorded it earlier and they slowed it down.
No, I watched you do it. It was really good. Danielle, are you ready to play the time game?
I'm ready.
It's up to $2,700.
My goodness, that could really come in handy in my life right now.
Danielle, I got a review of this game from someone in the street the other day, and they said to me, why do you make people say stop? And they'd missed the fact that there was money at the start. They'd tuned in late, and they just heard a bunch of people going, stop. Stop.
Oh.
No idea. So, Tennille, just checking, do you know how to play the game?
So, from what I've heard is I say start, and then I estimate when 5 seconds will be, and I press and I say loudly stop.
Yeah, so that's almost correct, except Jesse will say start, and then after he says start, you wait 5 seconds. If you stop it bang on 5 seconds, $2,700, or in slow motion,
okay, we get it.
Okay.
We get it.
No pressure. No pressure.
Yeah, we got it. Jesse, are you ready?
Start.
Stop.
Felt a little on the long side, Bickers. What do you reckon?
Tennille, I feel like that was in the sixes.
How would you say Tennille in slow motion?
No, we're not doing that. Okay. Jesse.
7.28.
Oh, Tennille.
Sleeping at the wheel, Tennille.
Jennifer, you good to go?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesse's going to say start. You say stop.
Start.
Stop.
Do you?
Yep.
Give us your exact prediction.
6.2.
How do you feel, Jennifer? Did that feel good or did it feel a little long?
I think it was long.
Okay, Jesse?
5.
Ooh. Ooh.
0.98.
Oh. Yeah. Hope. Your name says that you should get this.
So how many seconds is it, sorry? How many seconds?
5 seconds, Hope.
Five seconds, all right.
Yeah, it's hard. I understand because we never change it. But Hope. Over to you, Jesse.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, not bad, Hope.
How'd you feel, Hope?
Pretty stressed out, to be honest.
Kiwis are my favourite people in the world. Whereabouts are you from, Hope?
They're pretty down to earth. Tauranga, which is 3 hours south of Auckland.
Oh, fun. Okay. Do you going to get back for the bubble?
My mum actually went back the weekend just been. She was pretty stoked. I might go back in like a couple of months when I can get some time off.
Well, this cash should pay for a trip, so let's hope.
Give it to us, Jess.
6.09.
Oh, one more.
G'day, Kimberly.
Hi there. Kimberly. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, it's so nice to chat to you, Kimberly.
I got to say, Kimberly, sucking up doesn't help win it though, yeah?
Oh, come on.
I'm just letting you know.
I've noticed a little something about Kimberly's name. Kimberly, how many consonants are in your name?
We've got about five there, but let's see what we can do and if it's enough to get me close to the time.
If each of those consonants is a second and you stop it exactly on those consonants.
This segment makes something happen in your brain.
Say it in slow motion.
No, I'm not going to. Jesse, yeah. Get ready to play, press start. I mean, say start.
Yep, I'm ready.
Start.
Stop.
Oh, Kimberly!
That felt so good, Kimberly.
Kimberly, oh, you hit every one of those consonants.
Oh.
Bang on the knocker. That felt real good. Jesse, that felt pretty good.
It's the best one we've had today.
That doesn't say much.
Five.
Oh.
Points.
Oh.
2.9.
Oh, so close, Kimberly.
Good on you, Kimberly.
Oh, great.
Great news for everyone else. Jackpots next week. Dun, dun, dun.
The Carrie and Tommy catch-up is over. Time to go and sort out your Mother's Day presents. Spoil Mum this Mother's Day with Dolce & Gabbana for Women 100ml Fragrance for $99.99 at Chemist Warehouse, the real house of fragrances.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.